WRIG Schofield Wausau, and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
An absolutely picture-perfect day for baseball at the other athletic park in Merrill, Wisconsin. I'm Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens. Everest batting order and starting lineup has already been introduced. They are lined up along the first base line for the national anthem. And the Merrill Blue Jays, who wear the home blue jerseys with white piping and red trim. They're also wearing gray road pants today. The Blue Jays are coming out. The Evergreens have had success against this Blue Jays team, swept both the games last year. Both of those games were played down at Simon Field because of bad weather. We didn't get to play at Athletic Park, and this is one of my favorite places to visit. All right, the colors are about to be posted, and we are going to go out to field level for our national anthem. Star-Spangled Banner and then the first pitch as the crowd is asked to come to its feet. So we're getting ready for baseball between the Evergreens and Blue Jays on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Just about ready for Tuesday afternoon baseball. And I thought the weather was fabulous when we made the road trip on Saturday to La Crosse. One of the things that was just nice about that trip, the drive across Wisconsin, what, 2 hours and 45 minutes about to get from here to there? That was really nice, too. Got an early start, enjoyed a good-looking sunrise, had a pleasant trip home, too. And the Evergreens' mission accomplished ended their six-game losing streak at the expense of La Crosse Logan. That was an 8-3 victory. Then the Evergreens lost their nightcap to a really good Holman team, 7-2. Evergreens probably facing an easier level of competition here than what they saw against that Holman team in the nightcap on Saturday. Sophomore Alex Mann is a right-hander, and he will start for the Blue Jays. He's taking his warm-up pitches now. We'll use this moment to set the Merrill defense. That's Pearson Payan in left. Aaron Kufall is the center fielder, and Cody Depis is in right. The Blue Jays infield, Chase Bunnell is at third. Peyton Becker is the shortstop. Holden Smith at second base, and Cordell Rankin is at first. The Blue Jays battery, Casey Hoffman, is receiving the last of the warm-up tosses from pitcher Alex Mann. Nice to see a lot of the Everest parents here to our left. Blue Jays fans are well represented, too, and I think, you know, as 5 o'clock and quitting time comes around, those who start by listening on the radio will find their way here to Athletic Park in Merrill. Again, game two of our doubleheader is at Athletic Park in Wausau, where Wausau East will play Wausau West. That's a West home game. The Warriors wanted to play at the big ballpark. Again, Wausau East and Wausau West are scheduled to continue their series on Thursday, weather permitting. Our Thursday broadcast schedule tentatively, I mean, there's rain in central Wisconsin in our forecast, would be the East-West game live on Thursday at 5 o'clock, and then the Everest-Merrill game, one of our few Everest games, would be on tape delay on Thursday night. Again, all of that could get washed away, so we're happy for baseball today. Balls thrown down, Evergreens are ready to be on the bat to start our game. Brought to you by Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks, attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust, helping Central Wisconsin families for 40 years. Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks. Cade Sievertson has the highest batting average on the Everest team. 450, he is 18 for 40. And he's moved up from the number 9 to the number 1 spot. Ready for the first pitch of the afternoon. It's a strike, and baseball is underway. Sievertson taking, and Sievertson, I like the concept of having a good hitter in the number 9 spot. Number 9 comes up often with guys on base. But Sievertson was just getting on base too much. And you've got to move him up in the batting order. Pitches outside there. It's a ball and a strike. Each time we come to Athletic Park in Merrill, it seems like they've made some small improvements here, which is nice. One year to another, it gets better. Bouncer to first. Tricky hop played by Cordell Rankin. He'll take it to the base himself. And there's the first out. Rankin had to play a short hop there. Kept the ball in front of him, got it right into his glove, and Sievertson is retired. Here's Jackson Miles, who will hit for the Evergreens. Miles was the only Evergreen to hit safely in both games of the doubleheader. Righty to righty, first pitch is on the outside corner, strike one. We'll want to see right away if the outside black is a strike. It sure looked like it was on that pitch. Miles hitting 263. Man comes set, leg kick is inside, one ball and one strike. Yeah, what are the small improvements? Well, over the years, they've put this deck that we're broadcasting from now. The weather's so nice, we're outdoors today for today's broadcast. Don't want to be inside in the press box on a beautiful afternoon like this. That pitch is a high strike to Jackson Miles, a ball and two strikes. It's, again, hard to judge on what, just the first six pitches of the afternoon, but the strike zone appears to be generous. Waiting on a 1-2 pitch, that curve is in the dirt. Miles does not chase, and it's two balls and two strikes. Yeah, the Evergreens had only two hits in the second half of the doubleheader. Jackson Miles hit safely against La Crosse Logan and had one of the two hits against Holman. Well hit ball, left field, deep, but foul. Oh, Jackson Miles put that over the fence in left field. Into the Prairie River, which is just beyond. That was a long foul ball from Jackson Miles. Do it again at two balls and two strikes. Straighten that one out, and you can run around all four bases at your own pace. Off-speed pitch stays up high, and Jackson Miles has worked the count full. Yeah, the river is just beyond the stone wall, which is beyond the chain link home run fence in left field. Jackson Miles cleared all with that foul ball. This one's well hit. Deep to left center field, way back. Will the ballpark hold it? Yes, it will. On the warning track, Pearson Pyan hauls it in for a long out. That also sounded good off Jackson Miles' bat. Long and loud out. That ball didn't carry as far as I thought it would. Kind of hung up a little bit. Jackson Miles missed some first-inning bingo, not by much. Two outs and nobody on. Here's Owen Latondras for the Evergreens. And that's well hit to the left side. Shortstop, backhand side, long, long throw, not in time. That's just hit where very few high school kids have a strong enough arm to make a throw from that part of the diamond. Shortstop ranging two steps to his left and on the outfield grass. Owen Latondras gets a two-out infield hit, which means that Brady Sendelbach will get a turn. Sendelbach had two hits in game one of the doubleheader and arrives here with a 308 batting average. Starts him off with a curve, strike one. We talked about this during the games on Saturday. You travel to Western Wisconsin, and those teams know nothing about the Evergreens. There's no scouting. You don't know how to pitch anyone. You play here in conference against a team like the Merrill Blue Jays. And even though Merrill struggled from one year to the next, they know the Evergreens hitters. Inside out, swing to right field. It's down. In fact, it's almost to the wall, cut off by the center fielder. The Evergreens will put up a stop sign. No, they're going to wave the runner around, and the Evergreens get a run. The cutoff man, the shortstop, didn't realize that the Evergreens were windmilling that man around, and the shortstop, Peyton Becker, held the ball, and it cost Merrill a run. Some of the teammates have got to yell to Becker that he's got to throw that ball home. Again, the center fielder comes over and cuts that ball off, kept it from getting to the wall. That should hold the runner at third base. The Evergreens wanted to make the cutoff man make that throw, and the throw never came. 1-0 Evergreens on a long single. First ball hitting now is Trevor Samuelson, right back to the mound, who throws over to first base. A single allows a runner to advance three bases, and the Evergreens push a run across in the first inning. We'll go to the bottom of the second. D.C. Everest 1, the Merrill Blue Jays are coming to bat on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, it's the Herd. Everybody's trying to eat healthier, but who has the time? We grab whatever's available for lunch or breakfast, skip it all together. We've all been there. 3 o'clock in the afternoon's my trouble time. Not anymore. Now I drink Soylent, a complete meal in a bottle. 20 grams of plant protein, 36 essential nutrients, and great flavors like vanilla, strawberry, chocolate. For my audience, just for my audience, limited time. First-time customers can use the code HERD20 on Soylent.com. And you'll get 20% off your first case.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which means you'll soon wonder, what should I get her? It has to be special and trendy and to match her style. Here's an idea. Check out the delicate diamond bands, necklaces, and hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll save up to $200. Visit a Helzberg Diamond store and check all the boxes on her wish list.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Bucks!
Base running and a defensive mistake by the Blue Jays gets the Evergreens a run in the first inning. So Ty Treader, Everest senior pitcher, will head to the mound with a lead as we go to the bottom of the first. I'm Chris Conley. Let's set the D.C. Everest defense. Delton Zuliger starts in left field. Cade Siebertson's in center and Trevor Samuelson's in right. The Evergreens infield, Owen Latondras at third base today. Wyatt Miles is the shortstop. Brother Jackson Miles is at second base and Brady Sendelbach is at first. Brandon Jellick to catch. And Ty Treader ready to pitch to Chase Bunnell, who will lead things off for the Blue Jays. It seems like Bunnell has played here for the Blue Jays forever. He is a senior now. First pitch from Ty Treader is low and in the dirt for ball one. Ty Treader was the starting pitcher when the Evergreens lost against Antigo, and he hasn't pitched yet, so he's been idle for, 8 days now? So Ty Treader may have a little rust to get off here. Inside-out swing popped up. Foul ground, first base side. Is there room for a play there? No, it's up against the temporary fence. And a foul ball, a ball and a strike. We're saying in the Evergreens half of the first that Merrill makes little improvements to Athletic Park, and each year it's nicer and nicer. We're broadcasting from the outdoor deck right between first base and home. This is a great seat and a great vantage point to watch the ball game. They've put in new lights this year. Those are LED lights, which very few high school ballparks have, much cheaper to run and operate, fuel and energy efficient. Treader tries something off speed, stays up high, 2 balls and 1 strike. The one thing from the new lights being put in here is the netting that normally protects the fans up here on the deck between first and home plate is not up yet. That pitch is up high, 3 balls and 1 strike, which means foul balls could be coming our way towards our Fox Sports broadcast position. Should have brought my glove with me. I would tell you, though, of the local announcers, there's a strike, 3 balls, 2 strikes. I'm the best of the fielding broadcast announcers. No problem. Judge everyone else. Let's see, Tom King, as he gets older, not as good in the field as he used to be. Chad Holmes, all bat, no glove. 3-2 pitch, fouled off Bunnell's foot. Ouch. So he does the Mexican hat dance, and we'll do another 3-2 pitch after this. Chad Holmes, D.C. Everest graduate, is the voice of Wausau West Athletics on one of our competing stations, WXEO. We have some congratulations to offer to Chad Holmes, and we'll do that in just a moment. Waiting on a 3-2 pitch here from Ty Treader to Chase Bunnell. Leg kick, coming home, got him on the outside corner, sit him down. Pitcher's spot there for Ty Treader, outside black for a strikeout. Treader wins the battle against the Merrill leadoff hitter Chase Bunnell. Here comes Pearson Pion. Now that the Pion family has had some girl athletes in the Merrill program, curve just misses the inside corner. remember Prentice Pion, who played girls basketball for sure and I think was a volleyball standout, too, for the Blue Jays. That pitch is down low with the fastball, two balls and no strikes. Chad Holmes, D.C. Everest graduate and voice of Wausau West on WXCO radio, was honored Saturday night at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Best play-by-play sports of the year. Swing and a miss, two balls and one strike. Now, I have been honored with that award from four seasons ago, so I could tell you it's an incredible honor to just hear your name called out in front of fellow broadcasters and to go up in front of your peers. It's down low, three balls and one strike as Pion is batting against Ty Treader. Yeah, it's an incredible honor to be down in Madison at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association dinner and to hear your name called and to be honored for your work. And Chad Holmes has received that honor. Ball hit sharply to first. Bouncer, Brady Sendelbach got it, stays in front of it, and takes it over to the bag for the second out. And you might say, well, why are you talking about a rival broadcaster on a rival station? Because there's an Everest connection to that play-by-play award. The clip or the segment that won Best Play-by-Play involves our girls' co-op hockey team, the Central Wisconsin Storm. It is Chad Holmes' call of their overtime win against the La Crosse All-Stars. Strike here to Cordell Rankin. No, beg your pardon. That's called a stingy ball. Just missed the outside corner. So that was an overtime game during the winter sports season, where the Central Wisconsin Storm scored a goal in overtime to advance in the playoffs and eliminate Eau Claire. Pitches outside, two balls and no strikes. So there's an Everest connection there. And Chad Holmes is a D.C. Everest graduate, I believe, D.C. Everest class of 89. So congratulations to Chad Holmes. Ball's fouled off there, two balls and one strike. I know Central Wisconsin Storm fans who are happy for whatever media coverage they get will be happy to hear that one of their season highlights is the winning moment at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Ground ball to third should end the inning. Owen Latondras has it. Strong throw across the diamond. Got him. It's a three-up, three-down inning for Ty Treader on the mound for the Evergreens. We'll go to the top of the second. D.C. Everest 1, the Merrill Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If the time ever comes when you need to repair collision damage, remove dents, get rid of Wisconsin winter rust, or restore a classic ride, the next step can be overwhelming. Check it out. The Wausau area sports about 30 places that say they do body work. So how do you know and who do you trust? Well, one name is well known and trusted nationwide because body work is all they do and body work is who they are. The name is Abra. It's in Wausau, and that's all you need to know to turn a tough decision into a right decision. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which means you'll soon wonder, what should I get her? It has to be special and trendy and a match her style. Here's an idea. Check out the delicate diamond bands, necklaces, and hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll save up to $200. Visit a Helzberg Diamond store and check all the boxes on her wish list.
Fox Sports Radio.
We're back in Merrill where the Evergreens are coming up to bat in the top of the second inning, already staked to a 1-0 lead. Hunter Gipp is DHing today, hitting for the pitcher Ty Treader, and he will lead off. Hunter Gipp was standing about 10 feet away from home plate while pitcher Alex Mann was taking his warm-ups and was trying to time Mann's pitches. At any other level of baseball, the first pitch here would be towards his head. Minor leagues, college baseball, majors don't do that. Gipp swings and misses, strike one. And I think Alex Mann, a sophomore, is probably just unaware that that was happening, focused on his business, taking his warm-up pitches. Hunter Gipp for the season is 12 of 44, 273. Off-speed pitch up the first base line, and a bare hand error on the Evergreens coach in foul territory, Dave Langman. Langman unable to make the left-handed stop. His brother and father probably listening to the broadcast said, yeah, when he was playing too. No balls, two strikes. Coming home here outside, one and two. Alex Mann has pretty good velocity. And, again, he's a sophomore, so he's going to be the Blue Jays' number one pitcher for the next couple of years, too. See how good he is at spotting his off-speed stuff as we move through the afternoon. Here it's a ball and two strikes to Hunter Gipp, who swings and misses, and he has struck out. Hunter Gipp is retired. Brandon Gillick to hit now. The Evergreens got their run with two outs. Owen Latondras with a two-out infield hit. And then Brady Sendelbach into the gap in right center field. Was held to a single, but the Evergreens brought the runner all the way around from first base to score. Aggressive base running. Gillick bats here with one out and nobody on. Pitches down low. Gillick's batting average is kind of down in the dumps, but, you know, be patient here. Maybe you can work out a walk. Get on any way you can. Gillick is 2-for-21 this season. Gillick's in there for his defense. He's been an excellent defensive catcher for the Evergreens. Out in front there of a cutter, swings and misses. That ball dropped right underneath his bat. One ball and one strike. Now this message, there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from our sister station, WIFC, and brought to you by Kasurik Automotives, Cloverbelt Credit Union, and this Midwest Communication Station. Mann ready to offer his 1-1 pitch. Checked his swing. Nope, think he went too far. Appeal to first. Yes, first base umpire indicates strike, and that was correct. One ball and two strikes. Gillick not only crossed the hitting zone, I think his bat crossed the front of home plate. All right, let's see if Gillick can shorten up here and put this ball in play. 1-2 pitch off speed. He does put it in play. Up the middle, slow roller. It hits second base, and it's going to be a hit. I'm not sure the shortstop Peyton Becker would have made a play anyhow. That slow roller hit second base and then bounced off to the side. Brandon Gillick is aboard for the Evergreens. Well, it's not like a line drive to the outfield or anything, but you take it any way you can. Here's Wyatt Miles. Wyatt got his first at-bats of the season Saturday when the Evergreens started him at shortstop. Wyatt Miles is going to be a fabulous pitcher as he progresses through the Everest baseball program. He takes a strike here. Wyatt Miles, freshman. And brother Jackson Miles, in the final days of his high school academic career, as graduation less than a month away for these Evergreens. Off-speed pitches in, strike two, stolen base. No one's covering second base for the Blue Jays. And Brandon Gillick just coasts in there. Catcher made a throw, but you know what? The second baseman had to go behind second base to keep that from going into the outfield. So, I mean, we're only two innings in. We've seen a couple of defensive miscues here by Merrill. Cutoff man held the ball, and the Evergreens got the run in the first inning. No one's covering second there. That pitch is high and away. One ball and two strikes. So the Evergreens move a runner into scoring position without even a chance to retire him there. See if Wyatt Miles can deliver a one-out hit. Miles here fouls that back, so made some contact, one and two. And I would imagine that Wyatt Miles, unless he becomes a more skilled hitter, is going to be DH'd for when he pitches. But the Evergreens like his arm, which is why they're using him at shortstop for a second game in a row. Got enough versatility on the infield to move Owen Latondras from short to third today. Off-speed pitch. There's a line drive sinking to center field, coming in, and it's in play. Center fielder couldn't quite get to it. The Evergreens had to hold that runner at third base. Center fielder was coming in and had to make a shoe-top catch on that ball, and Aaron Kofall couldn't come up with it. I'm scoring that a hit, and the official scorer is agreeing. So Wyatt Miles gets his first varsity hit as a freshman, and that was a well-hit ball, too. Got it into the outfield. Puts runners on first and third for Delton Zuliger. Now Delton Zuliger for the Evergreens. Coming up here with a 1-for-13 batting average, so limited plate appearances. His job here is not to hit into a double play. Keep the inning going. Strike on the outside corner. One of your most reliable bats, Cade Sievertson, is in the on-deck circle. And the Evergreens in this spot, first and third, love the double steal. 0-1 pitch coming. Long lead at first base that is just inside. Well, Alex Mann thought he had a strike. I thought he did too. Merrill has just given away that they would cut off a throw to second base. The shortstop is going to come in and try and cut off and make a play at home if the Evergreens try this double or delayed steal. Everest is already leading 1-0. Long lead at first base. Off-speed pitch is taken for a strike. 1-2. See if Delton Zuliger can make some contact. First and third, well, they're holding the runner on at first base. Third baseman's even with the bag. Second and shorter back at double play depth. 1-2 pitch coming home. Runner's not going. Ball is hit and fouled off. We'll reset. Do this again. Again, Evergreens and Blue Jays are scheduled to play on Thursday, weather permitting. We think tomorrow, Wednesday, is going to be the day we get the soaking rain. It's supposed to be down to just morning light rain showers on Thursday. 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground, third base side. Foul. And we'll do it again. Have you noticed in today's broadcast, I'm just picking this up on now, ceramic bats. Now again, high school has not used wooden bats for years. Metal, aluminum bats, and now ceramic bats. This year's bats sound different. 1-2 is off speed, and that stays up high. Two balls and two strikes. That the ball coming off the bat for today's games just sounds like it's wooden bat on ball. Louisville Slugger against Rawhide. Which is great because for years I could not get used to the ping of the ball coming off the metal bat. Waiting on a 2-2 pitch to Zuliger that drops in, strike three. The Evergreens do have the base runner moving from first base. No throw down. Wyatt Miles moves into second base. So there are two outs now, as Zuliger has struck out. But the Evergreens have two in scoring position for Cade Sievertson, who hits with two outs. Sievertson bounced to first his first time up. Sievertson this season, not too shabby. 14, 18 of 25. Popped up on the infield, though. First ball swinging. It's caught by the second baseman, Holden Smith. And the Evergreens leave two in scoring position and are turned away. D.C. Everest does not score. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Evergreens 1, Blue Jays nothing. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. We started Untuckit because we couldn't find shirts that look good untucked. That's why we created the perfect untucked shirt so guys can look sharp and feel casual. Untuckit shirts fall at just the right length. We have 50 fit combinations, so tall, short, slim, and bigger guys of all ages can look great in Untuckit shirts. Try the original Untuckit shirt at one of our 55 Untuckit stores or at Untuckit.com.
Use the promo code SPRING for 20% off your first purchase.
If you've ever stopped at a railway crossing and signals are flashing and you don't see the train or it looks like it's moving slow and you're thinking maybe you could get across the tracks before the train comes, think about the fact that it's hard to judge the speed of the train or the fact that the train can't actually stop even if it sees you. Or think about this. In 2018 alone, 270 people were killed at railroad crossings. 270. Stop. Trains can't.
This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The second is on from Athletic Park in Merrill. Evergreens leading 1-0. The Blue Jays will send 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order to the plate. Holden Smith to lead off against Ty Treader. Treader went through the Blue Jays 1-2-3 in their half of the first. The first pitch is down low. We've seen Treader in a couple of games where he kind of scuffles through the first or second inning and then gets into his throws lots of strikes. Treader's been behind in the count in some of the pitchers here early, and that one he aims down low, two balls and no strikes. Again, Treader hasn't worked in a while. Evergreens did not use him at all in the two weekend games on Saturday. I just have one complaint about Saturday, and it's a small one. Well, actually, I have two. It's down low, three balls and no strikes. Treader's having a little trouble finding the spot against Holden Smith. when we, for our broadcasts, do doubleheaders where the games are in different locations, pitch here is the automatic strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Now, we started our day at La Crosse's Logan High School and then drove about 15, 20 minutes up the road to Holman. Well, we have to set up and break down our broadcast equipment. They're strike two. So Holden Smith is taking all the way to try and get a walk out of Ty Treader, and Treader's battled back to a full count here. It's the leadoff batter in the second. 3-2 pitch. Now swing and a miss. Got him! And Holden Smith is the first out of the second inning, and it's Ty Treader's second strikeout. It is a little bit hectic where you have to quickly pack up all the broadcast equipment, get it into the Fox Sports van, and then drive up the road. Because once the team arrives on site, once we went from Logan to Holman, I mean, the time between games is very, very short. Casey Hoffman, the Blue Jays catcher, is in, and Treader starts him off with an off-speed pitch that's in for a strike. So, yes, in the perfect world, I would prefer that our doubleheaders be played at the same spot. Hit out to short, backhand side, Wyatt Miles has it go off his glove. That would have been a tough throw regardless, but it's going to be scored an error on Wyatt Miles. You know, Miles has such a good arm, he could probably have thrown him out there. Instead, he's playing that ball off to the side, bounced off his glove, and went into left field. It will be an error that allows Casey Hoffman to reach, and the Blue Jays will send out a courtesy runner. That is Ethan Schubert, who is coming out to courtesy run. Spencer Schneider, the designated hitter, comes in here. This is a lefty versus lefty matchup. And Ty Treader throws left-handed, and Ty's been tough on left-handed batters all season. First time he'll have to work from the set. He's a little bit inside for ball one. Schneider kind of took a step back on that ball and probably got that borderline pitch called a ball instead of a strike there. Treader checks that runner. Leg kick, he's coming home. There's strike one. One ball and one strike. Everest Baseball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing on South 3rd Avenue, Wausau's west side. Stop in at Baseman's for your footwear needs with a great selection of Timberland, Lacrosse, and Rocky boots. A trusted name for 80 years, Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. 1-1 pitch is up high, two balls and one strike. As we mentioned during one of our weekend broadcasts, Baseman's is one of our sponsors that will be impacted by some of the road work that began today. They're rebuilding Thomas Street in Wausau, and Baseman's is not far from the intersection of Thomas Street and 3rd Avenue. This pitch from Ty Treader is down low, and Treader falls behind in the count, three balls and one strike. So please patronize those businesses that may be impacted by some of the road work on Wausau's near west side. Those detours will be up through October at least. Throw over to first. Runner is back. Back just barely. There is not a lot of room in foul ground down the first and third base sides, and not a lot of room from home plate to the backstop here at the Athletic Park facility. Treader's down on the count, 3-1. Leg kick comes home. That is inside ball four. And the Blue Jays, trailing by just one run, have two men aboard with one out. So Ty Treader looking to find the control. Cody Deppes to bat now. Evergreens play the infield at double play depth. But Brady Zenbaum, first base, will play one step in on the dirt. Outside corner, strike for Ty Treader. Not sure of the man at second base if Treader would dare wind up here or if he's fine with the short delivery. Yeah, leg kick coming home. Just misses the outside corner. Tried for the same spot that was strike one, and that's ball one. 1-1 now with one out. We're playing the bottom of the second. The Evergreens own the hit column 4-0. Leg kick coming home at a ball and a strike. That's outside. 2-1. Another walk here, and I would imagine we'd get a visit to the pitcher's mound. Treader's taken a while to look in and get his sign from Brendan Jellick. Senior to senior. Hockey player to hockey player. Hit on the ground to the pitcher's mound. Throw to second. There's one. Relay to first. Double play to end the inning. 1-6-3. Cody Deppes bounces into the double play. The Evergreens are out of trouble. Through two innings, D.C. Everest 1, Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Whether it's a sprain, muscle strain, or fracture, your care is always first priority at Bone & Joint. Now you can visit Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau before or after work and all day on Saturdays. No appointments or referral needed. Just walk in and an orthopedic provider will see you. Bone & Joint Walk-In Care in Wausau is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 4:30 p.m. Bone & Joint, 50 years of keeping lives in motion. Visit bonejoint.net for more info.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which means you'll soon wonder, what should I get her? It has to be special and trendy and a match her style. Here's an idea. Check out the delicate diamond bands, necklaces, and hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll save up to $200. Visit a Helzberg Diamond store and check all the boxes on her wish list.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
It looked like the Merrill Blue Jays had something going in the second inning. Had men on first and second via an error and a walk. A double play got Ty Treader, the Evergreens pitcher, out of trouble. The Evergreens' 1-0 lead is still good as we go to the top of the third. I'm Chris Conley on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon from Athletic Park in Merrill, Wisconsin. Evergreens have 2 wins and 4 losses in conference. The Blue Jays are 2-5. So the winner of this game moves on top of the loser in the standings in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Got a thought or two about that that I'll share with you in a minute. Jackson Miles to lead off, pitches up and in for ball one. You know, the Evergreens have played the toughest part of their conference schedule already. Stevens Point is in first place. Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield are tied for second place. And the Evergreens have already played Spash and Rapids. Ball is fouled back. Unfortunately, the Evergreens don't have any wins against those teams. But again, those are the teams that look like they'll battle for top honors this year. The Evergreens have the easier teams, Blue Jays and Wausau West, still to come. And I think the Evergreens and the Marshfield Tigers, who still haven't met yet, are going to match up about evenly. Pitch there is inside, 2-1 to Jackson Miles. So the Evergreens, the point of all of this, the Evergreens, I would imagine, have some in-conference wins coming if they play to form. The Evergreens got to make sure those games, whether the better team, wind up in the win column. Alex Mann tried to take something off of that and leaves it up high. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. As Jackson Miles leads off the third inning, the Evergreens would love to start with a base runner. See if Jackson is taking here. 3-1 pitch coming home. He is taking. It was up and in. He wasn't going to offer it that anyhow. Pitch was not close, and Jackson Miles has a leadoff walk. Speed on the bases for Owen Latondras. Infield hit for Owen first time up, and then good base running coming all the way around from first base on a long single from Brady Sendelbach, and that's the only run on the board so far. Jackson Miles takes a big lead at first base. Mann comes set. Mann didn't check the runner there. Wow, the Evergreens got to pick up on that. That's strike one. Mann did not look over to Jackson Miles at first base. If he does that again, Jackson's going to take off like a shot and take second base. No balls and one strike. Looks over there, comes set. Again, he's locked in at home and does not check the base runner. Evergreen's looking to bunt and move the runner over and bunted foul. That's strike two. And the Evergreens sometimes in these situations play small ball, try to move the runner over with a sacrifice bunt. I guess the argument against it is that Latondras is such a good bat. Latondras has hit a lot of line drives this season, that you're taking away an opportunity for him to drive the ball here. I would imagine the bunt is off at no balls and two strikes. Coming home, runner is not going, and the pitch is low, 1-2. Today's Everest baseball broadcast is sponsored by the Brainerd Funeral Home, here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one. The Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Latondras makes a lot of contact, too, so the hit and run could be on here. 1-2 pitch, runner fakes going, and it's down low. Two balls and two strikes. Again, on none of these pitches, Alex Mann has checked the runner back to first base. I mean, a pitcher's got to come set and then look back at that runner, and Mann does not do that. Runner is going here. The Evergreens picked up on this hit and run through the left side. It's a hit. Evergreens are going to try and move that man over to third base, and they do. The ball was bobbled in the outfield for a moment. There was not going to be a play at third base anyway. Pearson Payan juggled that ball. It is a hit for Owen Latondras with two outs. And the Evergreens, with nobody out. The Evergreens have two aboard. Runners now at first and third for Brady Sendelbach, who already has the RBI in this game. And now there will be time called for a visit to the mound. Sean Schultz, the Blue Jays head coach, is coming out to talk to his pitcher, Alex Mann. The Evergreens have five hits. Blue Jays have none. And again, the conversation now is that Brady Sendelbach, the Evergreens' cleanup hitter, who already has a line drive hit, is coming up. And the Evergreens have been aggressive on the base paths, willing to take the extra base here. You know, I'm thinking back to last Saturday, as wonderful as that Saturday doubleheader was, just glorious weather for baseball. During the second game at Holman, Holman's got an unusual field. If you can imagine a field that's kind of dug into a pit, it's like in a ravine. So the area around first and third base, once you get into foul ground, slopes upward. You kind of watch the game from the top of a not-so-steep hill. You kind of look down into the field. Behind home plate also, they have these kind of decorative concrete slabs that you sit on and watch the game, or you watch from like a small balcony at the very top of those five or six concrete slabs. That's kind of nice. But you call the game from right behind home plate, just a little bit up the first base line, but at ground level. Conference is over and Brady Sendelbach will hit. And on sunny days, they actually hang a tarp there that connects to the fence and the backstop. So that's kind of nice, so you're not in direct sunlight, not getting sunburned. First pitch here to Sendelbach is down low for a ball. But they've got a scoreboard operator there. They've got an official score. They have spots under the tarp. And my spot was kind of half under the tarp and half out in the sun. And I have not suntanned evenly from my trip to Holman, Wisconsin. 1-0 pitch here is a high strike. Wow, that's a generous high strike on Sendelbach. One ball and one strike. Evergreens with nobody out. Jackson Miles at third. Owen Latondras at first. And Brady Sendelbach, a dangerous bat, hitting for the Evergreens. 1-1 pitch comes home. That's outside. Two balls and one strike. Should Sendelbach work out a walk or somehow reach Trevor Samuelson? Ready to hit. Trevor's had some injuries that have kept him from pitching as effectively as he'd like, but boy, has he contributed in other ways. In the on-deck circle, waiting for a turn. The count here is 2-1. Coming home. Hit on the ground to short. This is a slow roller, and it gets right through the shortstop's legs. An error will allow the Evergreens to score a run, and runners are still on the corners. Peyton Becker had that go right through the wickets. He was thinking about a quick turn for a double play. That was a double play ball. So instead of the possibility of two outs for the Blue Jays in the field, the Evergreens get another run in. No RBI awarded there. The run will score on a fielder's choice. It is an error that puts men at first and third, and here comes Trevor Samuelson. 2-0 Evergreens now. Boy, that's the kind of play that turns an inning around. Pitches inside to Trevor Samuelson, ball one. Trevor Samuelson threw two men out at third from right field. So he's playing a good defensive right field, even though he'd really like to pitch more and has not been able to. And Trevor Samuelson's been a good bat for the Evergreens, too. 0-1 pitch, swinging and popped foul, one ball and one strike. Samuelson is 8 for 27. There have been times when Samuelson pitches that he is DH'd for, so his plate appearances are a little bit lower than some of the Everest starters. But Samuelson's played a good defensive right field, and has made a lot of contact at the plate. Make some contact here. You'll get another run in from third base. 1-1 pitch is high and away. Two balls and one strike. Yeah, so the trip to Holman, where I'm half under the tarp and half outside, I'm looking at my right hand, which is nicely tanned up, maybe a little sunburned on the way home, and my left side, not so much. I'm hoping to even that out during our visit outdoors at Merrill today. Ball is chopped to short, maybe another double play ball. Play to second is one, and not fast enough for the turn. The Evergreens get another run in. It's 3-1. Shortstop Peyton Becker was able to get the force at second base. So Brady Sendelbach is out. A fielder's choice for Trevor Samuelson and an RBI. Again, little things there. Trevor Samuelson put the ball in play, brought in another run for the Evergreens. Here comes Hunter Gipp. Only one out. Still a man on first, so the Evergreens may not be done in this inning. Gipp swings and misses. That gets away from the catcher. Runner will advance to second base. Pass ball. Gipp was so far out in front of that breaking ball that it made it difficult for the catcher, Casey Hoffman, to make a stop. So a man in scoring position if Hunter Gipp can deliver a hit to the outfield. Evergreens, three runs, five hits, and one error. Merrill, no runs, no hits, and an error. And catcher Casey Hoffman asks for time. We'll go out and visit his sophomore pitcher. Blue Jays have no action in their bullpen. You know, one of the differences between the larger schools in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and the smaller schools are Wausau East, Merrill, and maybe Marshfield, which sometimes plays state ball in Division II instead of Division I. Sometimes you just don't have as much pitching when you have a smaller student body. So that means you just have to stay with pitchers that are struggling longer than you might like if you don't have someone else who you think can be effective. Hunter Gipp fouls this back into the screen. No balls and two strikes. Gipp struck out his first time up and is down in the count 0-2 here. Spoke too soon. Someone is getting loose right now in the Blue Jays bullpen. So the Blue Jays probably want sophomore Alex Mann to get out of this inning without any more damage. Hunter Gipp asks for time, as Mann was taking a long time to get into his windup. See if that is indeed Trevor Samuelson out at second base. Sometimes the Evergreens use a courtesy runner when Samuelson is pitching. He's playing the outfield today. That is Trevor Samuelson at second. 0-2 pitch. Gipp swings and misses. He's out in front of it. Slams the bat into the ground in front of home plate. Frustrated. Gipp has struck out twice, and he's the second out. Brandon Gillick will hit now. Gilly got himself an infield hit last time up, so he's one for one today. Someone has brought their dog to the ballpark. Nothing wrong with that, but I can hear Fido or Faccia or Grover or whoever he is down below us underneath the broadcast deck. No reason not. Four-legged friends will like a nice day like this, too. Pitch is outside to Brandon Gillick. Got to be a happy dog on a day like this. Not too hot. Your pet is probably not happy when we play in 80-degree weather. We're at 61 degrees now. Just perfect. Pitch is a high strike, 1-1, as Alex Mann works to Brandon Gillick. Evergreens have two more runs in here in the third and have built their lead up to 3-0. The Evergreens have had some teams come back on them this year. The Evergreens know not to let their foot off the gas. They want to pick up this man at second base with two outs. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Down low in the dirt. Runner's going to try and steal third. Throw there, he's safe. Wow, the throw was there in time, but getting in under the tag is Trevor Samuelson, and the Evergreens move that man down. Pitch was down low and kind of hard to handle for catcher Casey Hoffman. One ball and two strikes. Two outs, and now that pickup run is 90 feet away. Delivery coming home, off speed, gets away from the catcher. The stolen base is going to get the Evergreens a run. Evergreens move the man up to third, and the bouncing wild pitch in front of home plate allows that man to come in. So, wow, the Blue Jays have done themselves no favors there. Wild pitch on Alex Mann, and it's 4-0 Evergreens. The Gillick at-bat continues, and the count is 2-2. Now the bases are empty. Pitch here is chopped off the plate. That's in play. Now they're going to say that's bounced in foul ground. Gillick wasn't sure either. Took off towards first base before our home plate umpire indicated foul ball, which means that ball bounced in foul territory before kicking into fair territory. Yeah, so the Trevor Samuelson run, he reaches on a fielder's choice on what could have been a double play ball. Advanced to second on a pass ball, steals third base, and then comes home on a wild pitch. That's Trevor Samuelson doing all of the little things. That pitch is up high, and the count goes full. Wyatt Miles on deck if Gillick can reach. 3-2, 2-2. Coming home, that's called strike three. The inning is over. But the Evergreens pushed 3 more runs across, and our new score as we go to the bottom of the third, it's D.C. Everest 4, the Merrill Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Feet aching after a long day? Not smelling so great either? Try new fatigue-reducing insoles from Odor Eaters. They give you serious foot support with MVP-level odor control. The shock-absorbing gel pad and contoured shape provide excellent comfort to minimize fatigue. Plus, with the power of Odor Eaters, they can tackle the toughest foot odor. Pick up a pair today at Walmart, Target, or other fine retailers. And don't forget Odor Eaters sprays and powder. Fatigue-reducing insoles. Real foot support plus the best in odor defense from Odor Eaters.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. See store for details, U.S. only.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The third is on. I'm Chris Conley from Merrill, Wisconsin. Evergreens looking for a conference win here, and they've got a 4-0 lead over the Blue Jays. Evergreens got 3 runs in their half of the inning, and they did it with the benefit of just 1 hit. Yeah, the Blue Jays shot themselves in the foot in the field in that inning. Blue Jays committed an error on a Brady Sendelbach ball that could have been a double play. So you can't assume the double play, but in all likelihood, the Evergreens got the equivalent of 5 outs in that inning. Can't do that. I mean, baseball is a game where 3 outs and you have a chance of getting out of innings. When you start giving a team a 4th and a 5th out because you're booting the ball around or just not playing good defense, you're going to give up runs in those situations. Aaron Kufall will lead off, as Ty Treader will face 8, 9, and 1 in the Blue Jays' batting order, and the first pitch from Ty is a low strike. This ball is hit on the ground to third. Coming in is Latondras. Bobbles for a moment, stays with it. Strong throw. Got him! Owen Latondras has retired Aaron Kufall. There's the first out. The Blue Jays have yet to hit safely in the ballgame. And now Ty Treader will have gone through the entire lineup as the number 9 hitter Peyton Becker comes in. Becker's looking to atone for that error in the field. First pitch to Becker, who's not a tall kid. This is a small strike zone here. Pitches down low, ball one. Again, the Blue Jays played last night against Wausau West. Their earlier series against the Warriors was rained out. Becker's out in front of that and swings and misses. 1-1. And if I have that correct, Merrill was trailing in that game and had a late home run that turned out to be the difference in a 3-2 victory. Ball's fouled off, 1-2. The Blue Jays and the Wausau West Warriors. Wausau West was good. One season ago and two seasons ago when they had a lot of pitching. Wausau West, I believe, is yet to win a conference game this year. The Warriors have graduated some of their best players. This ball is hit on the ground to first. Fielded cleanly by Brady Sendelbach, who takes it to the bag himself. And there's the second out. To the top of the Blue Jays batting order, here's Chase Bunnell. Again, the Evergreens still have Wausau West on their schedule. And then a trip over to Marshfield. The Evergreens do not have any Saturday games scheduled this week. Again, that could change if we have rainouts. First ball swinging to the shortstop over the head and into the outfield. There's the first hit of the ball game for the Blue Jays. Bunnell, first ball swinging, reaches out and just lofts that over the infielder. And we've got a two-out base runner for the Blue Jays. There's Pearson Pion to hit. As Ty Treader, who hasn't been in much trouble in this ballgame. Pitch here is well hit to center field. Moving to his left, coming over Cade. Sievertson tracks it down, and there's the third out. Sievertson, for most of the season, has been a thing of beauty in center field. A two-out hit. The runner does not advance beyond first. We are through three. D.C. Everest 4, Merrill Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
There are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. Bullies are meaner, sometimes bigger and stronger, and might gang up with other bullies. But they do have one disadvantage. They're outnumbered. For every bully in a school, there are hundreds of students who don't bully. If you see one of your fellow students being bullied, stand up and speak out. You won't be alone. Stand up to bullying with Clover Belt Credit Union, Kasurik Automotive, and Fox Sports Wausau.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
The top of the fourth inning is on, and the Evergreens are ready to hit with a 4-0 lead. Alex Mann will continue as the Blue Jays pitcher. We had some action in the Merrill bullpen up the third base line in the last inning. Again, Alex Mann is not really to blame for the trouble in that third inning where the Blue Jays gave up three runs. Some shoddy defense behind him, although he did uncork a wild pitch. He was victimized by a pass ball. He did allow a walk, and that came around to score. Wyatt Miles takes strike one. Miles singled his first time up. First varsity hit. One that you'll always remember. That's up high, 1-1. Did I see Wyatt Miles' dad just arrive between innings? Yes, I did. I spy with my broadcaster's eye. Waiting on a 1-1 pitch here. Swing and a miss there, 1-2. Again, Wyatt Miles, love to see him pitch. He hasn't pitched in a while for the Evergreens. Maybe we'll see him pitch before the day is done. Down in the count, 1-2 here. Coming home and lays off at a pitch down low, 2-2. I mean, that's hard for a freshman. Asking to produce at the varsity level, Wyatt Miles is in for his defense and arm. He's got such a strong arm, the Evergreens starting him at shortstop today. 2-2 lays off there, and that's outside 3-2. And again, with Alex Mann, the Blue Jays pitcher has to realize is here's a unknown quantity at the plate hitting number 8. You can't give up a walk here. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. And that ball is fouled off. So Wyatt Miles is going to be a bit of a tough customer here at the plate. Evergreens with 5 hits, 2 from Owen Latondras, 1 from Brady Sendelbach. The aforementioned Wyatt Miles and Brandon Jellick have all hit safely so far in this game. 3-2 pitch again. That's a swing and a miss. And Wyatt Miles is down on strikes. Alex Mann has four strikeouts against one walk. Here's Delton Zuliger. Beg your pardon. Delton Zuliger also struck out his last time up, making for five strikeouts for Alex Mann. Once today's ball game is done, we do have another game tonight on Fox Sports, Wausau East versus Wausau West. That game is at Athletic Park in Wausau. So if you're a Lumberjack or Warrior fan and are listening in, no, that's not on the Wausau West campus. To Athletic Park you go in Wausau tonight. Looking to bunt his way aboard, Delton Zuliger. Zuliger fouled back a pitch that was well out of the strike zone. That was going to be a ball. Instead, it's strike one. It's a website just for Everest fans. Never miss a score. Hear podcasts of every game. EverythingEvergreens.com. Brought to you by Country Fresh Meats, Abra Auto Body, Intercity State Bank, and DeVorney Orthodontics. Delton Zuliger was thinking about bunting that, too. Pulled the bat back to the ball, 1-1. The East-West game is scheduled for a 7:30 start. Actually, we may be kind of loosey-goosey on the start for that game because a JV game is being played between the two Wausau rivals before the varsity game. So varsity won't start until the JV is done, and sometimes the JV games play a little long. Pitches down low to Delton Zuliger. He's ahead in the count 2-1 and smacks that ball foul down the left field line. About a yard or so wide of Coach Dave Langman. We have two Blue Jay fans who are in their lawn chairs. They're out of play well down the left field line. That ball was headed in their direction to the far corner. Two balls and two strikes to Delton Zuliger. One out and nobody on. That hit him. Delton Zuliger gets on base the hard way. Hit him right in the shoulder. And Delton Zuliger is pretending that that didn't hurt. We know better. Cade Sievertson, 0-2. Don't see that often. Cade Sievertson did not hit safely in the Holman game on Saturday either. So Cade Sievertson is due. And he'll bat here with one out and a man on first base. Runner is going. Hit and runs on. It's a pop fly down the right field line. It's in foul territory, and there's no play. Ball lands on the out-of-play side of the chain link fence. Delton Zuliger he was all the way down to second base, had to scramble back to first. We're going to put a new baseball into play as that ball scuffed up against the outfield fence there. Evergreens already have a 4-0 lead. Batting here in the fourth inning. Throw over to first, as now Alex Mann is wondering if Delton Zuliger is going to run. Zuliger is by far the most frequently used courtesy runner for the Evergreens. Gets a big lead, looking to bunt him over. It's a bunt down the third base line. This bunt's going to be a hit. Brady Sendelbach puts it just down the third base line and right on the grass and not the dirt cutout, and the ball just dies there. Cade Sievertson, beg your pardon, Sievertson, bunt single. People who know the art of the bunt, you don't want to put the ball down the dirt up the line. You want to put it on the grass because it's more likely to die there. Jackson Miles in an RBI spot here with one out and men at first and second. Walked and flied out to left. Miles takes. Wow, that's not a strike, but it's called that way. That's above the letters and just below the shoulders. Strike one on Jackson Miles. Okay. Owen Latondras, who is 2-for-2, awaits on deck, and Owen's going to get a chance to hit here. This ball is popped up. It's on the infield. Infield fly rule, so the runner is out, and the pitcher makes the catch anyway. Jackson Miles is the second out of the inning. 2-for-2, Owen Latondras will hit now. And Brady Sendelbach awaits on deck. Sendelbach is also yet to be retired by these Merrill Blue Jays. Two down. Latondras with two singles, one in the infield, one to the outfield. And that's down low for a ball. So Latondras' batting average continues to head north. In fact, the two hits that he has boosts him above 300 for the season. Latondras is 15 for 46 this year. Waiting on a 1-0 pitch, and that is outside, two balls and no strikes. Owen Latondras, righty to righty with two men aboard. Pitch here, well hit ball, center field. Center fielder, though, has a beat on the line drive, and Aaron Kofall makes the catch. Owen Latondras hit that on the button, hit it right at the Merrill center fielder. The Evergreens leave two and do not score. We go to the bottom of the fourth, D.C. Everest 4, the Merrill Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players can run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact that you might not know. It's actually really helpful when you buy a car. TrueCar also helps you get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. Don't get me wrong, they're great for that. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so you know if you're getting a good deal before you even buy the car. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or a used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Not scored yet. Evergreens starter Ty Treader will have to face 3, 4, and 5, the best Blue Jays hitters. Here's Cordell Rankin, grounded out to third, first time up. He's first ball swinging, fouls it back for strike one. If the Evergreens can get their two victories against the Merrill Blue Jays, they'll be back to 500 in league play. So that's the mission this week for the Evergreens. 0-1 pitch to Rankin is outside. And Ty Treader, I mean, is this Ty Treader at his best? Ty's thrown a lot of balls so far today. Kind of worked behind to a couple of batters. But Treader still got a zero there. That's outside. Two balls and one strike. Hasn't allowed a run. I mean, that's the sign, too, of a veteran pitcher. Ty Treader's a senior, lots of experience. And just, you know, he's confident in himself athletically. I mean, Ty is a star hockey player, leading scorer on the Everest hockey team here. He's up high and is behind in the count to Rankin, 3 balls and 1 strike. I mean, sometimes you have to battle and still be effective, even when you're not at your best. That's kind of Ty Treader here. Came back with a better pitch, and Rankin fouls that back. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So, I mean, there he is. Ty Treader's been behind, gets the count full, got a strikeout possibility here. Coming home with the count full. Swing and a miss. Got him! That's twice now that Ty Treader has gotten to 3 balls on a batter and has come back to get the strikeout. Did that earlier to Holden Smith, who is batting now. You know, what are some of the keys to pitching success? Get the leadoff man out. The Blue Jays have not had the leadoff runner aboard in any of the 4 innings here. Holden Smith batting with 1 out and no one on. That's down low and not by much. Ball one. Baseball Today is sponsored by the Red Clover Market in Weston, your source for all your healthy and organic foods, working hard to supply fresh, homegrown produce, meats, and dairy. Up high, 2 balls and no strikes. So Treader is behind again early in the count. Now the 2-0 pitch. That's outside, 3-0. Treader has 3 strikeouts. He's allowed 1 walk. The Blue Jays had a threat in the second inning, couldn't get a run across. Taking here, and that's a 4-pitch base on balls for Holden Smith. An error and a walk put 2 men aboard for the Blue Jays with 1 out. Evergreens got out of it with a double play ball hit back to the box. So Ty Treader turned the 6, the 1-6-3 double play. The old 1-6-3 ended the inning and snuffed out a Blue Jays scoring threat. That was back in the second. One out and one on for Casey Hoffman, who takes strike one. Not sure who the Evergreens would use as a starting pitcher on Thursday. That would normally be Trevor Samuelson's spot, but Trevor's been just slow to recover from what was a shoulder injury from the football season. Throw over to first base. Runners back. And the Evergreens have shown a lot of underclassmen pitchers who have been effective. But again, they've been pitching mostly in non-conference games. Treader's pitch there is outside, 1-1. That was close. Evergreens and Blue Jays are scheduled to play at Simon Field on Thursday if the weather holds. Rain is in the forecast for tomorrow. 1-1 pitch. Wow, that was a strike earlier. That high pitch is a ball. Two balls and one strike. Our strike zone has been inconsistent today. Treader looks in. And I couldn't tell you if that pitch letters are just slightly higher as a strike or not. Sometimes it has been, sometimes it hasn't. That is on the outside corner, a cutter that's breaking away from Casey Hoffman. And Ty Treader has battled back to two balls and two strikes here. Hoffman steps out for a moment and is now back in. Ty Treader checks the runner at first base. He's coming home here, and the ball is hit to right center field. That is down for a base hit. Looking for a double. Throw in. It is a double. The lead runner at first base will hold at third. So the Blue Jays have their first real threat of the afternoon. They've got men at second and third with only one out. They are trailing 4-0. The Blue Jays have to get something out of this situation. Spencer Schneider is ready to hit. And Ty Treader, who kind of needs a left-handed batter here, gets a left-handed batter. This is the designated hitter. Schaubert comes out as a courtesy runner for Casey Hoffman, the catcher. So there's speed on the bases at second and third. First pitch, strike one. That's the pitch that breaks away when you have lefty to lefty. So Schneider has no chance of even putting that ball in play, and it's an outside corner strike. 0-1. Evergreens play the infield back. That's the luxury you have with a 4-0 lead. Checked his swing. Called. Strike two. Ty Treader sure could help himself out with a strikeout here. And he's ahead in the count 0-2. There's only one out. And the Blue Jays have two in scoring position. Coming home at no balls and two strikes. That's up high. 1-2. Yeah, I'm not sure I'd want to throw a breaking ball here. I don't want something that bounces away from my catcher and goes to the screen. I want a challenge in this spot. Blood in the water at 1-2. Ty Treader is coming home. Change speeds. Got him! Strike three. Spencer Schneider was way out in front of that. And boy, did Ty Treader help himself out there with a strikeout for the second out of the inning. Cody Deppes killed the rally in the second inning by hitting into a double play. He'll try for redemption here with two in scoring position in the fourth. And he takes strike one. Deppes bats seventh in the Merrill batting order, and he is the key that could unlock another scoreless inning for Ty Treader, who's ahead in the count 0-1. Pitch there is a little bit high, one ball and one strike. Casey Hoffman, the runner at second base, has the best hit ball of the afternoon for the Blue Jays. That runner at third is there via a walk. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground. Pitcher's got it and will throw over to first base. Ty Treader's shutout is still intact. Treader gets Deppes to bounce out. Deppes has left three men in scoring position in his two plate appearances. We'll go to the top of the fifth. D.C. Everest 4, the Merrill Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.